Nipissing University is following the lead of many other Ontario universities by releasing its COVID-19 vaccination policy for the fall semester late Monday afternoon. As we prepare for a safe return to campus this fall and the resumption of more in-person activities, the health and safety of our Nipissing community remains our top priority. In keeping with this commitment, Nipissing University will require all students, faculty, staff, and other individuals coming to campus be fully vaccinated against COVID-19, the university stated on its website. This decision was made with the support of the North Bay Parry Sound District Health Unit, Nipissing University's Executive Committee of the Board of Governors, and following consultation with stakeholder groups across the institution. Nipissing joins a growing number of post-secondary institutions across the province requiring vaccines in light of the ongoing risks of COVID-19, the Delta variant, and other variants of concern. This fall, all Nipissing students, faculty, staff and other individuals coming to campus will be required to attest to their COVID-19 vaccination status. Information regarding this process as well as the specific date this requirement will come into effect will be forthcoming. Students, faculty and staff will be asked to display their vaccination status through a secure portal, while visitors to campus will also be asked to attest to their vaccination status. Nipissing University states that unvaccinated individuals must commit to regular testing and receive a negative result before coming to campus. Ontario Public Health informs us that getting vaccinated is the best way to protect ourselves and others from COVID-19 as our community members return to campus life this fall, said Dr. Kevin Walmsley, President and Vice Chancellor in the release. Thank you to all members of the Nipissing community for your continued support and individual efforts towards making our community as safe as possible. Existing public health measures such as physical distancing and the use of face coverings will continue to be required in common spaces such as washrooms, elevators and hallways. This applies to all buildings on campus. Classrooms are no longer subject to physical distancing limitations.